This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Struckon Pest Control.
And most women think if you buy a guy some roses or if you send him a card that he's happy. He's not. He doesn't need affection. A woman needs roses and cards and phone calls, but a man doesn't. He needs something different. Okay? So it's important to know the difference. And men, it's very important that women don't need sex. They like it now, but they don't need it. No, women need affection, not sex.
Excuse me for multiple interruption. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You're going to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people have tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this is DJ Talk Sweeter. Still on the Twitter up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I them on tear off the game. Them won't be stepping with them cats that I'm tame. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive. Play this coming, they won't be jumping. Please. Oh, I'm gonna play LP. Say them really love me. They must be jump and spring. But this is a dance and a free. And it's a Friday.
Bim, the people them tired of working. Bada, bada, bada. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. This is your absolute hostess with the mostest. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss, and I'm on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Now, my show this afternoon is going to be a relationship series, and if Juan brings me every Friday, for the most part, we're going to talk about relationships. It's easy. It brings for good communication. It lets us know how everybody's thinking. We've had a very hard week. God save the queen. You know, we have houses built in Abaco. All of these things are happening. We're getting ready for Junkanoo, for the Saxons to base up Bay Street. You know, we have to take it easy on a Friday. So this afternoon, we're going to talk about the desires of men. What do men really need? Now, before the show began, there was an excerpt from the late, great Miles Monroe. And Miles said that women need flowers and we need pleasantries and we need affection and we need all of those wonderful things that go with E in order to make us happy. But a man needs sex. A man wants sex. That is his primal desire. I sent out my flyer last evening about 8 o'clock. And in sending that flyer out, I've had a myriad of WhatsApp texts. I even had somebody meet me downstairs. He brought me a pack of peanuts, honey roasted peanuts from Planters. I thank you. I thank you, my listener. Thank you for these peanuts. Last week I got lunch. This week I'm getting peanuts. I appreciate it. But the conversation is about what men desire. What do men really need? And I have on tap with me this afternoon another female, and I'm going to have a male in short order. And we're going to talk about the desires of men. Now, this is what I received last night in some of my texting messages. Kenny, what do men really want? What they really need is a cut, a double, da, da. Nowadays, men are looking for women to take care of them. They refuse to work the way their daddy and granddaddy worked. They want easy money. Women want things and men want things. So who is the woman in this relationship? This is another text. Kenny, Men want sex. Men want sex, and men want adventurous sex. Nobody wants to do missionary for the rest of their lives. Okay. All right. This is another one. This texter says, good morning, Kenny. Men want validation, respect, intimacy, peace, and if possible, a threesome. Now, the Bible speaks about sleeping on a roof as opposed to being in a house with a noisy woman that makes noise all Jesus day. This threesome message came about in 7 different texts, and it also came from 2 women. Now, this is very interesting to me, and why it's interesting to me is because polygamy is not a readily available source here in the islands of the Bahamas. So are we accepting the fact that a man is going to have another wife? Or you know about the sweetheart, so it's okay, so y'all might as well just do what y'all have to do because you know he go in there anyway. What are we really here? And what are the desires of men? Do men even know their desires? Or is it something that's castigated on television so we think that that is their desire? Is my guest here? Barbara, are you here? Is Barbara here, Arlington? Yeah, that's her. Barbara, are you there? Can she?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Barbara. This is Shirley. Barbara, your connection is very wonky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. I can hear you now. Now, Barbara, do you remember this song, this old song? It was, hey, Barbara, this is Shirley. You calling me about your man. Do you remember that song? Have you ever heard it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That's what reminds me. I mean,
because,
yeah, woman to woman, because you have the oldest name I've ever heard. Like, nobody names their children Barbara anymore, okay? No one does that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm an old soul.
Old soul, Barbara. Now, Barbara, tell me something. You are a seasoned woman. You have been in this universe with me. You have shared space. You have had relationships, and you have seen this world as it were. What do you think, from a woman's perspective, from a female's perspective, what is it that a man wants?
Now, I'm a different type of woman.
Tell us. Talk to us.
Things that I would say some women would not agree. I'm a type of woman that I study a man and know what a man needs. And each man is different. We cannot categorize all men the same. Just like every woman is different. Because in their life, in their stage in their life, they are in different stages in their life.
So if I married a man at 23, is he not the same man at 33? He has grown
Definitely not a different
animal.
Now we are talking about, we are talking about a man now. We're not talking about animals or people who want women to take care of them. We're talking about a man. All right.
Yes. So
at different stages in life, a man needs different things. Now, one thing I can agree to one of the textures that you were talking about that all men need, and the Bible speaks about it, is living in the house with a contentious woman. That a man prefer to live in on the rooftop than to live in a house with a nagging woman. Now, that goes for all men.
So
that's straight across the board.
So let me ask you something, Barbara. I want you to walk us through the situation. Let's just say your man is home, and you just want to talk to him about what's going on in a regular day. We talk about a woman being a nagging woman. But if your woman is asking you on a repeat basis, honey, talk to me. Tell me about your day. What's going on with your day? Is that a nagging woman or is that a woman who is interested in you, trying to find out who you are? But you could tell the sweetheart everything that is going on in your day. Tell me.
Because you know why?
Why?
The sweetheart studying the man and know what the man need.
Oh, Lord.
We as wives are so comfortable with how things are going that we lose our husbands. The sweetheart listen to the man when the man talk and do what the woman needs and not what they want, what their needs are. Now, don't get me wrong. You could give a man everything they want, but they can still step out if they want to. But again, we're talking about a man here. Different men need different things in their lives. A young man is not interested in talking. And sometimes men too are not, a lot of men do not talk. It's a time and place for everything. Again, that's when you study a man and know when it's time to talk and have a conversation and when you can talk and when you can get that out of them. Not all the time. When you come home, they just come home from work too. They tired too. Who want to talk about how their day was? But they probably want a nice massage. They want something to eat. And you know they want to go with that as well.
They want a little honey lounge.
You know that. They always want that.
Okay. So let me ask you something, Barbara. In terms of what they tell the sweetheart and the sweetheart study, when you come home now, you done pick the children up from school, come to 3 o'clock traffic, you done take out the meat, thaw the meat out, put the chicken in the baker, make your little pastaroni or whatever, you can go on the side of that, a little salad, have your soda or your water, put a couple pieces of clothes in the laundry, fold the clothes up, you come walking through the door with your bear in your hand or you however it go, and you asking Johnny, how was your day? But he done been by the sweetheart, so he come home, make a little contentious. The woman done been through all of this all afternoon. She asks, she's trying to build conversation. But the only thing you see is, man, she making noise in my ears, man. I ain't into this. Is it not a two-way street, Barbara?
Yes, that's why the book says women are from Mars, men are from Venus, or vice versa.
Okay. So in that regard, then, the only thing that this man want when he come home is some peace and quiet and some honey lounge. Is that what we're saying here?
Again, it depends on who the man is. Not all men are the same, just like how not all women are the same. And that's why you have to take your time in knowing who you are with.
Okay, let me
read. And if that is for you and if that is your cup of tea, now, that might not be your cup of tea before you get married. That's why I always tell people when they come to talk to me about their relationship problems, I always let them know. Whatever you're dealing with now, when you are dating, when you get married, that magnifies times 10.
Barbara, you jump in. Barbara, we doing this in context. Barbara, don't get ahead of me. Barbara, hold on. Barbara, we had this conversation today, and what we all come to understand essentially is this. We are so quick to get in bed with somebody. We don't know what they are bringing to the table in terms of traumatic scars. Maybe they're raised by a single mother and this mother coddles them and keeps them away from the daddy. Maybe it's a dual family home and the mother and the father are very contentious. Maybe the daddy on the down low. Maybe the daddy has left and the daughter or the son has abandonment issues. But before we get to know who these people are, Barbara, you don't take off your clothes. You met him Friday.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody tell you to take off your clothes?
No. And Sunday, well, you know, by Sunday you're pregnant and then we planning for the shower with the meatballs and the crab salad and the buns.
And that's another thing for me too. A lot of women give their special stuff up too quick.
But Barbara, you know that some of us, some of us are living living for survival as opposed to love.
I agree with that. Yes.
You understand me? Because I can say I love you all I want, but if I don't have no place to stay, he who has the money makes the rules.
Yes.
Tell me I lie.
Agree.
Okay.
You lie, but guess what? He ain't got to know that.
No, he don't have to know that because I have to play. You have to play hard. You have to hold your guard a little bit.
Come on now. He ain't gotta know that.
No.
He don't have to know that. And some things you don't tell you don't tell everything. You keep a little something in your pocket.
Game, you have to let him believe there's somebody else on this fishing line.
I want you to know
you
it.
Guess
what? That's when they move.
You understand me. Not only must you turn your plate down, you must turn your phone down because you understand me. Turn the phone off sometime in the night. Let him think. Hello.
Listen, Kenny, you could complain to a man and tell the cows come home.
Right.
Guess what? Leave them. And guess what? You know what the man would say? Oh, you have another woman, eh? I mean, you have another man, eh? No, I've been complaining to you. And that's when they pay attention, when you decide that you want to go. Oh, that's Lord. When you know if a man loves you. When you can't take no more and you decide that you want to go.
Well, these calls coming in, but I have to read my text. My texters, let me read you. Great show as usual. You are wrong. Us men need sex, not one sex. Yeah. It's a difference. We need sex, correct, food, and respect. See, we are very simple creatures. This is another text. Men need sex, not just want it. It's good for our prostates. It's good for our prostate, heart, blood flow, and peace of mind. All right. Hello, Lady Moss. Most women know primarily what a man needs. Once they become mature adults, facts are facts, and we study and read about life. Why did Jehovah God create the woman? Once we know and understand that according to God's plan and purpose from the mayor of Grand Bahama. All right, mayor of Grand Bahama, we appreciate your text. Okay, let me read this next text to you. Kenny, you and Barbara sound like Shirley and Barbara for real, woman to woman. I like the concept, but as a man, I want you to understand something. I need sex, and I don't need no halfway sex. I'm not going to take it from you, but I want you to understand that if you don't give it to me, there is always someone to do what you will not do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you heard that? You heard the last part of that, Barbara?
It is true. It is true.
Ali, we have a call on the line. Hold on, Babs. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
Madam Moore.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Why is it that you normally get lost? And this is a conspiracy against my organization. We miss you so much.
You miss me?
What is this a conspiracy Guardian trying to do or what?
Listen.
We miss you. What's going on with you?
Listen, they asked.
You're not consistent. When are you going to be consistent?
I'm going to petition for Dwight to make me consistent. You have to trouble the throne of grace around here.
You see all the drama since you leave? What's going on with relationships?
I see. But I'm here on Fridays to help you.
Okay.
I am here for my men.
I have my, and I know, we know that. We know that. But Madam Barbara, how are you? Can't you hear me?
I'm wonderful, and yourself?
Hello. You're wonderful. Let me ask both of you. Do you all have sons?
I do not have a son. I do not.
Yes.
Madam Barbara, you have a son?
Yes, I have more than one son.
You have, we talking about biological son now.
Or my biological child, I have one son.
Okay. Do you remember when King Herod wanted to kill out all the male boys? Who saved the boys?
Yes.
For the women?
I can't remember.
Okay. Let me just say, okay. It was the women who saved and said, no, we're not going to allow King Herod to kill out all the male boys. Now, I am talking in terms of relationship and marriage. I am of the view that this is a conspiracy against the institution of marriage in terms of introducing marital rape. And this is a liberal force who is not connected to Madam Moss with the spiritual belief, because marriage is spiritual and is connected to God. And there's some trickery going on in marriage in terms of intimacy. And we know women play with the headaches and they get smart and say, well, okay, I can duck him tonight, etc. We could deal with that. I could deal with that if the money ain't right. We know the game that some sisters play. We could deal with that. But then you're going to label marital rape in the institution of marriage. God, the heartbeat of God, this liberal Jezebel force is trying to emasculate all men. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you.
Do you agree that it is a spirit of emasculation?
Yes, I agree with you.
Thank you very much. Let's move on. I am very much concerned about this liberated Jezebel force. And I agree that there are some worthless men who go home and get drunk and act silly and whatever. But I also agree, I have two beautiful daughters. There are laws, enough laws on the book right now that if that is going on, you can get out. Madam Moss could teach you how to get out. You have legal separation, bond over, etc. You can get out. But this law that this liberated Jezebel force is pushing for, this is a conspiracy to interfere with the institution of marriage. And I am totally, bitterly against that because God, family, the family is heart. It is the heartbeat of God. And so these people, like someone normally say, this liberated force need to go get saved. Proverbs 31 and 10, woman, don't have a problem with marriage. Only the liberated women who don't know what Proverbs 31 and 10 say, they're the ones who have a problem with marriage. They have a problem with intimacy. The Bible said a woman should be proud. She got it going on, like Madam Moore. She got it going on when she could charm her husband in that room, and when he looked with one eye and see that I still got it. Any woman, Proverbs 31 woman, any woman have that. They know they still got it going on. So they don't have to worry about Jezebel.
Amen. Amen.
Let the church say. A Proverbs 31 woman, when they know they got it on, they would want their husband chase them.
I want someone to chase me. I like to be a little chased. I want you to look for me sometimes.
Yeah, but at the same time, let me say this to the caller. I agree with you 100%, but at the same time, as a woman would want to be aroused as well in order to get there to be a Proverbs woman.
But Tabby,
listen, you ain't paying no bills, and I paying all the bills, and I doing everything, and you still want me to take off my clothes for you?
Okay, but this, hold on.
A lot of people have different views on a lot of things.
Okay,
now, if you're talking about the man. Oh, I could drop off all my clothes.
Okay, but listen to this. The call is talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, right? This texter just said, Kenny, I don't care how much Proverbs you quoting. If that money ain't right, I dry.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of... But my thing about it is, if that is what we are doing, we are definitely getting indoctrinated to the oldest form of currency or the oldest profession in the world, and that is prostitution. Because if you're saying to me, the only way that I am going to do what you need me to do is if you have money, what are we talking about?
Now, let me say this. Are we talking about relationships or are we talking about marriage? If we're talking about marriage, I don't care what you're going through, you are to be that Proverbs woman. Okay, because you have decided already, remember now, for better or for worse, you've decided all of those things already.
But you have to understand something. But what about the fact that we don't know who these people are that we are marrying? We don't know these people. And just like you said, when people come to speak to you about relationships, the very same man who was cheating on you before you got married is the same man who can cheat on you after you walk up St. Francis Island.
It's times 10. That's why you have to court one another and you have to know who you're getting in with.
We have a caller. We have to take this caller. Hold on, Barbara. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
A good holiday to you, Miss Moss, and your guest. That was the content of this subject, really.
The content of the subject this afternoon is, what are the desires of men? What do men really want?
Okay, being a man, right? Please let me explain something to you. Being a man, now I have children, grandchildren, and great-grands, okay? What a man really wants is contentment, respect, and money. Once he gets those things, she is comfortable. She can do a lot of things. She can do things that needs to be done.
So let me ask you something, Carla, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You mentioned money and respect. So money
right.
and respect are the things that a man needs in order to be a man, in order to do what he has to do in his home, in his workplace. That is what you're saying to me?
What you said, uniform?
No. In his work, in his life,
uh-huh.
are you saying that he needs money and respect? Those are the two significant factors that you mentioned. Are they what a man needs in order to be a man, in order to fulfill his desires?
Not only to be a man, because a man is a man. But there are the things a man wants and needs.
Okay. This money just coming up. This money is rude all.
The money keep coming up because I just got a text just now, Barbara.
It's not the money. It's not the what somebody was going to say about the money.
Money is the root of all evil.
Money is the root of all evil.
The love of money is the root of all evil. Money answered all things.
Money answereth all things.
No, it does not.
Wow.
No, sir.
Yes, Arlington. Money answered all things. Because let me show you something. If a man has money and you disrespectful, he can go places and be with those people who's going to respect him. Also, if he has money, he can go places where he would be contented. And if he has money, he can go and get what he wants and needs.
All right,
he
call.
Can get love.
All right,
he
caller, thank you. Arlington, we have another caller on the line. Caller, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I have a woman caller. Lord, what is this? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes. I'm calling because I heard a statement a while ago about being the proverb woman or something like that.
Proverbs 31.
Okay. So how can I need to ask her a question? In reference to married women and men, how do you, the proverb woman, if no money is coming in, the husband is not taking care of you, the husband doing this, doing that, not coming home, you want home, you want taking care of the house, you want taking care of the bills, you know, all of that stuff. Do you still be that proverb woman? How does that work?
You want Barbara to answer that question, or you want me to answer that question?
Both of you ladies, I would like an answer, because I don't understand how you can do that if nothing is being reciprocated back to you.
Okay, Barbara, I will let Barbara go first, and I will go after Barbara.
Does
Barbara,
Andrew
go ahead.
Calling?
No,
are
this
you
is
calling
Nassau.
From Andrew?
No, this is Nassau calling.
Okay, so for me, I'm speaking on my point of view. Again, that is when, if you decide to get married, what is your cup of tea? We go through things in our marriage, and we go through different stages in our marriage. It might be just a stage that you, and we can work through it together and get to the next stage.
Yeah,
it's for
yeah.
you if you want. Pardon me?
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, let's say now the marriage is fine and everything, and now we get to the stage where, you know, he's doing whatever he wants to do, wherever he wants to go, come whenever he wants to come, not taking care of the home, not taking, and, you know, you trying your best, and what do you do?
I've been there. I've been there. What you talking about? I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. What you talking about? I was married for 20 years, and I still stayed. You know, for me, we have a lot of people, we have a lot of TV, we have a lot of internet that swerves us from doing what we're supposed to do. Again, it depends on who you are and if you are willing to stay in it.
But
for
how
me,
long do you put up with it, though?
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now how I put up with it. I focus on what the words say and not what people say.
Right.
I focus on what God say and what nobody else say.
Right.
I went to God and asked him for answers and asked him what he wants me to do. If you are silent and if you are quiet, he will give you your answer. Mm-hmm. And trust me, he will, and he shall fix it. Because
okay.
when you put God as the head of your marriage, See, what the last caller said, that the marriages are under attack. God is ahead of the marriage. Where we are, where we're living, this is the devil's playground, this earth. So all of these things that coming in, the threesomes and this one liking this one, all that is not of God. So you need to stay as a Proverbs 31, let me answer, please. 31 woman, stay in your Bible and stay how you supposed to be and focus on what you're supposed to focus on. And trust me, God shall fix it. Not you think, he shall.
Okay, I agree with you in a sense. But what about the husband? He's just doing whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to do it, and however. So if he continues to do that year in, year out, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that means you stay?
Hold on, miss, I could ask you something. Barbara, hold on. Miss, let me ask you something. You paying this mortgage?
Pardon me?
Are you paying the... this is a hypothetical situation. Let me ask you hypothetically. Are you the person that's taking up all of the fiduciary responsibilities in this home?
Well, it's both of us.
But he's not bringing what he needs to bring to the table? Is that what you're saying?
Not all the time, yes.
Well, but he does it sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Now, is he slacking because he feels denigrated as a man? Or is he slacking because... there's just no work for him. But when he brings it, he brings it. I want you to answer that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say he's lacking because he's being denigrated, because I'm here for him. I do my wifely duties and, you know, all of that. I try to do the best that I can. But, you know, if it's not being reciprocated, then, you know, what do you do?
I have a question for you. Does this man have a sweetheart? This man have a sweetheart?
I would like to know. Maybe I need to sit down and really have the conversation.
I think, friend, let me tell you, if you see a man ain't talking to you, he talking to somebody else. If you see a man ain't sharing with you, he sharing with somebody else. Somebody else says it, whether we want to believe it or not. But I will say this to you, and you know this Guardian Radio, I can't, you know, they already put a disclaimer out, but for me,
but I will have to define my happiness then.
You have to find your happiness now. Yeah, whether your happiness is...
Hold on, let me say something to all both of y'all.
Go ahead.
See, I was married, now I'm not married anymore. So I have things on both of them. And I, again, you mightn't agree with me. Listen to me, miss, here. Man shortage, bad, 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 bad.
Bad, bad,
is
bad, bad, bad.
Bad, yes.
Is your husband shut your teeth? Is your husband a good enough man and doing what he's supposed to do where you could still continue your marriage? Sometimes, see, let me tell you all, see, again, you all have to realize about what Miles Monroe say. Men need sex. Him sexing another woman does not mean that he loves her. That is just sex to him.
That's just a get off. That's just a get off.
Yeah, but do you take all of that?
But listen, you don't have to take all of that, you know, because just don't get your emotions. Sometimes you have to act like a woman and think like a man. You have to be able to make you happy. When God, just like God called Elizabeth home yesterday, he can call you home one day too. But while you are living here, and we are here but for a short time, my sister. We're here for a short time. And don't you mind these other people telling you, oh, I was going to leave that man. They end up no one bringing them nothing.
Right.
They have no one bringing them nothing. At least Johnny bringing you a little bit of something.
But
me,
think,
leave my man.
You don't think happiness and peace comes first, sanity comes first for the individual?
But friend, you have to learn how to compartmentalize. If you're not getting happiness in door A, find door B, but keep your door A open. Don't mind me, Miss. I's a Catholic. I's go to repent on Sunday. I's ask God for forgiveness. Do what you have to do.
You have to
understand, as a woman, you need to find you a village. Some people that are going to lift you up. Something that is going to make you happy. My friends always laugh at me and say, oh, if it's one thing we know Candy can be, too. She can beat anything, but she had drama or junk canoe. That's what I like.
Yeah.
That's my little piece of happiness. Eat with my child and try to hustle to put bread on the table. Junk canoe is my get off. That's 4 or 5 hours where I could do me. And I don't want nobody penetrating my vibe during that time.
So don't worry about him. Just do me and make my happiness.
Miss, don't worry about that man. That man bringing you home what he could.
I don't agree with that.
That man
what
bringing
you
home what he could.
You? What you mean?
Do me as in make myself happy, my happiness, and, you know, find my happiness, find my peace, find my sanity.
Don't go sharing out your thing.
No, my cookie,
because a man could do whatever they want to do, and they would not be called bad. A woman would call bad, not a man. But a man out there, either he got plenty money or he thinks big. You close your
My cookie is boiled wrap.
Miss, keep your cookie foil wrap, and only when your husband come home, heat it up for 40 seconds and take it out the microwave.
All right. But then, hold on now. You talk about heat up for 40 seconds when he come home. How I know where he been?
Listen to me. Get friend tested. And what you do to make it all exciting, right? We getting way off course here, but what you do to make it all exciting if you don't know where you been when he come home? Say, babes, just go wash off. You know you have plenty Dove, plenty Savlon.
Yes.
Take him in the tub, wash him down. He may like that.
Okay.
And he may stop going out all night.
Shower together.
Wash him off.
Idea. Okay.
See, your problem as women as, y'all too focused on what he been doing. Don't focus on that. Focus what's going on in your household.
Okay, ma'am.
Stop focusing on what he out there doing. When he
And friend.
And then that's when y'all start withholding your cookie from these man.
No, I don't withhold cookie. I got to need.
I hate what women do.
You need the cookie free too?
I need my cookie little touch up a little bit.
Get your cookie touch, baby.
All right. Well, get yourself ready tonight for that man.
Yeah,
Listen, Yari, before you come on this evening, go to the Chinese and then get you some little wings and some Singapore noodles, right?
Yes, I can set the mood.
Set the mood. Get you a little bottle of nitrine or something to drink.
Yeah.
Right? And make sure daddy will fix up, and when daddy come home, deal with the boy and love yourself a little bit.
Thank you, ladies.
Love yourself a little bit, Addy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, cousin. We have a next call on the line.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Addy, you have a good evening. Oh, Lord, my mother calling, Barbara, my mom calling my phone.
No, tell mommy, relax.
I can't answer this. Arlington, we have a caller on the line. We have to take a break. Callers, please don't hang up. We're coming right back. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. Guardian 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store. Every day, the Italian way.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I said 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has. Oh, it's coming near.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the call go there, won't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas. 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all. Your discretion is advised.
When a man loves a woman, he will give up all his comforts and sleep out in the rain if she says that's the way she wants it to be. This is Candidate Campbell Moss, and we're on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Barbara, we only have a few more minutes with you because we know that you're heading to the airport for a flight to Las Vegas. You know, you're a very busy lady.
Extremely.
Barbara, he sent for you. I love that. That is exciting. Send for me. That is very nice. Listen. Barbara, we have a caller on the line. Arlington, is my caller ready?
Yes.
Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
More than ready. Good afternoon. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you well.
Good afternoon, Bahamas and to the universe. Poppy here.
Papa.
Barbara, I want to say something to you. I don't know you from the canopy, right? Jesus, Lord, I might say hallelujah. Jesus, where she come from? God be the rest of a woman like that. And this one, Miss Morris. I say, hold on a second, Barbara. Mom, you, Miss Morris, we miss you like Dr. P say.
You miss me?
Listen, you joking or you serious? You could be every Friday?
Well, if one asks,
Leave that. Listen, Mom, why don't start one show online? We can find you.
You can find me?
People like Barbara there, Mom. We can sponsor you, too.
You can
make money because you can do ads. You can take breaks and stuff. You don't need the radio station.
I don't need them, my papa.
Not for what we do. Listen to me. Mom, I tell you, welcome back, right?
Yes.
I can enjoy you whenever you come here, right?
Yes.
I think I tell you this before. Barbara here. Mm-hmm. And I thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for this lady. Oh, God.
Barbara didn't walk up on the show. Barbara was trying to duck me today.
Oh, Lord. You had another strong lady before. I don't think she named Barbara.
No, she was Dr. Joseph.
Man, she was hard to. And then you're saying something, and you're making joke, like, with this Barbara thing, right? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, it's not a joke. Okay, I know you ain't making joke about it, but you said, the people stop naming their children Bobby. So when my baby was, like, one or something, right? Mm-hmm. She said, Bob. Me just trying to say daddy, right? I start calling her Bobby, and even to the day she would say, when I call her Bobby. So only when she mad, she said, daddy, I ain't name no Bobby. So when I really feeling good, I say, Barbara. She's like, who am I talking to? But this Barbara, the day mom, oh Lord, Miss Moss.
Yes.
This woman's so serious. Even when you telling the woman, girl, do what you gotta do, this woman standing with the word of God. My
yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh God, Jesus Christ. God forgive me for calling your name away.
Yes.
Listen here, Miss Barbara. Listen, Miss Barbara, I kind of was thinking that marriage is a spiritual thing, something to do with God, right? But people say, ma, you could say that was Christian, so something to do with real Christian people. People say, ma, what you mean in real Christian people? Christian people be messing up too, they be doing it. And you rooted strong. I had this woman say, have faith in God, leave it to God. My God, she answered that question so serious. Only if we do these things. Now, listen to me, in spite of me being spiritual and getting preachy, like how Barbara's getting preachy, I do worse, right? I ain't perfect. I enjoy this. This teaching me and educating me. Barbara, what I want you and Miss Moss to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could come back with her when she do it on Friday, so you all think about this talk show thing online, and we can find you all on Facebook or whatsoever, right?
Right.
Mom, this is important too, okay? Not just this marital rape, because I know Barbara could say something about it if it's serious that you can't rape your wife. Because, I mean, if you kill your wife, it's murder, you get charged. So, Barbara, I know Barbara could touch it too, but what's important to me and many of us out here, it's this thing, these modern laws, my God. The modern laws,
mm-hmm.
they have a role to play. We couldn't be here without them, but my God, how far should they go?
Mm-hmm.
How much of the problems we have in the world they really facilitating and causing? And I say modern laws, sorry to say, it's the way the Lord have it. Modern laws is a female. And I ain't picking on a woman. Then I get the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers, no, I was sorry if I used a broad brush, but Barbara could talk to the set. Who causing the problem? Who is the problem? Who need to be in? Who tell them what the word of God say? Not to the mother stem, and not a female again. Who bring children into the world? We couldn't make it without them. Thank God for mother. Boy, it ain't all the mother stem. I ain't using a broad brush, but it's too damn much, right? Abusing children, and I talk about just physically, emotionally, all of it, man.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, God, how you think you could bring children in the world and then treat children in a certain way, like the children them asked to come here, and you could treat children anyway? How could you do that to your children? How could you do it to your daughter? How you could do it to your sons? You don't know sons have to go out there and deal with women? How you think they could feel about women?
Yeah.
So, Barbara,
yes,
you all need to come
yes,
back
yes, yes.
and not just talk about the marital rape, if you could rape your wife, although you could kill your wife and get charged for murder. Talk about these modern laws. They grow these little girls up to be like, see, it's all about the money, prostitution. They don't have no respect
yeah.
for man. You want
yes,
a man to have respect for you, but listen to me. I know what the bottom line is, you know. I rooted strong, although I divorced, and I still fail in many different ways, and I ain't perfect, you know. I know what is the fact and what is the strength. But God, we talk about the word of God, his word. Why is he be strong enough and stand and do what he say? Everything would have been cool. Y'all keep up the good work. Mama, I enjoy you, Miss Moss. Keep up the good work. Papa, you're gone.
Thanks, Papa. Arlington, do we have another caller? We only have Barbara for two more minutes.
More.
Do we have a caller? Caller, good afternoon. You are on the line.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm well, ma'am. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for asking.
Can you turn your radio down, please, caller?
My apologies to you. We're about to do that right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Calling all the way from Fenderson Street from Reflections Beauty Salon. We miss you, lady.
Hi, I'll be there shortly. I have to bring
yes,
my daughter.
I had to call you because you know you're a good Catholic like me.
Listen, I can be there shortly. Make sure
I
you have the wine ready.
On you, because listen, I listen to the show and I say it's amazing. Hey, people can look and say, "Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that," but only me, one that side of the door, understands what's going on.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we as humans have to understand that you cannot and should not judge me. Because honestly, Miss Barbara, my mother's name is Barbara, and she was a very strong woman. Very, very strong woman. I really first followed when he said, the scholar before me who said, Barbara's a very strong woman. But Miss Barbara, I'm not going to stay with a man for 20 years. and be in a loveless marriage and him cheating on me every day.
If you notice what I said as well as to each as his own, I was only speaking on my point of view.
But that's no, what I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. Can
put up with.
Correct. Correct. And honestly, I don't think that I could. And I applaud you for that. But I can't. And I won't.
So let me ask you something. He's doing everything that's necessary to bring in the money, but he don't love you. You know he have a sweetheart. You still living? Everything that you need is taken care of. You give him the respect. You give him the honor. You wash, you cook, you clean, you iron.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't only want you one, you leaving?
Yes, ma'am, because I'm an educated young woman. And I can take
and guess myself. What? Let me say this and then I go on because I gotta go. Let
Barbara,
me say this.
Barbara, when don't Barbara, husband, Barbara, don't try to get hostile with my caller and try to leave us just like
go,
that.
But let me say this. No, I want to bring this real talk though.
But we want you to stay. We want you to stay, Barbara.
No, but you gotta stay. You gotta just and then dip out. No, stand up.
No, but let me just say this quick and then I have to go. Let me say this quick.
Yes, ma'am.
You leave your husband who's doing all these things for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go into another relationship after you leave your husband. This man, and I've seen it numerous of times, you all leave your good husband, we're taking care of you. But because he's seeing another woman, I'm not saying to put up with it, to each his own.
Correct.
It's man shortage. You all go out there, be with a man who ain't doing nothing behind your back or in your teeth, sex and treat other woman. You all have a good day.
Barbara, we love you.
That's up to them, because I can do it with either one.
So listen.
But
so,
you won't know.
But you would never know. You will never know if he has another
one. What I don't know doesn't hurt me. What I don't know doesn't hurt me. Understand that. What I don't know doesn't hurt me. But as long as I know, I'm not going to stand for that.
Okay, so
I'm not going to stay there, and I'm not going to put up with it. Because
so,
too many women are putting up with it when they shouldn't be. And that's why these men in this country don't do better. Because it's a generational curse where women sit back and allow men to just go from woman to woman, household to household. And when they die, you find out they get 10,000 households. That's foolishness.
Okay, so Carla, don't hang up on me. Where you going?
What happens when they bring a sickness to you? What you supposed to do that?
Okay, but Carla,
just move on.
Carla, let me ask you this question.
Yes,
let me ask you this question, right? I'm still trying to figure out who this voice is because you call my name strong. But
yes, ma'am.
Your husband is taking care of everything financially.
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara said it best. He may not necessarily love this person that he's having sex with. He probably only wants some adventure, some excitement. Maybe you are not giving him what he needs and desires at home. So he goes out there and he gets his needs and desires met someplace else. Are you leaving because you think that he doesn't love you? Or are you leaving because he has broken the vows of this marriage when you walked up St. Agnes? Tell me why
no,
you
no,
leave
no,
it.
No, St. Agnes. I'm a good Catholic, just like you.
You're a Roman Catholic?
Yes. What?
You
know who this is already. You know.
Oh, I know just who this is.
Yes, Ashana Mana. You know how we go.
Friend.
But, friend.
Talk to
friend.
Me.
Friend.
Tell me, I'm here.
I am going to leave. Honestly.
So what about you? What about the about the children?
The children ain't gonna suffer. That's still your child. Children, that's still yours. That
for him.
My love for him to grow in another way because I have to love and respect him from a distance.
Do you believe that the desires and the needs
but
of
you know
a man
what boils down to? Too?
Tell
communication,
me.
Because guess what? You could make a woman into anything that you want her to be. She could string from the chandelier. She could bend down low. She could do it. She could do it backwards, forwards, however you need it. But men need to communicate that because what Susie and I could do, I could do better. The mere fact that I am your wife and there is no level I wouldn't go for you. No level.
Jeez.
No level.
And I believe that. I really
believe
that.
I'm telling you,
But as a woman,
I would not go for my husband.
As a woman.
So if you have to go out there and sleep with someone else because you say you need that thrill, you need to come home to me and get that thrill.
But let me ask you something. As a woman, what do you, I'm sure that you have a man now currently, right?
Correct.
Maybe a sneaky link or two. I understand. But let me ask you, what do you think is the desire of your man? And be it not all sexual, because I tired of the sexual connotation.
No, it's just that. It's just that. It's the little thing. You know that he likes a cigar or he likes his Guinness a certain way. So before you, at a certain point, you say, hey, you know what? I can stop and pick him up this and I can put a little red bow on it and I can cut that cigar for him and I can put his foot up. And it should be vice versa, too. Because he should know what you like. So it all boils down to communication and dating, you know. We in the Bahamian society, we don't date. Just jump, and I heard you say it earlier, we just jump straight to the cookie. You got to date a man. You got to fall in love with him from the rootin' to the tootin'. You have to know him, understand him, and he has to do the same thing for you.
But Finlayson Street, some of these men is tricky, you know.
Listen. They tricky. But you have to be able to have that discerning spirit.
All right. Finlayson Street, I can be there shortly. I come off the radio 2 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
You as well. Arlington, we have another caller on the line, please. Caller, good afternoon.
Miss Moss.
Hi.
Good afternoon to you. Everything's well?
Everything is well. How are you?
Very, very good today. I did hear your voice and must say that this is a very lively and provocative topic that you're on today.
You know how Fridays go from the excitement.
Kenny, I can say this much.
Talk to me.
Relationships, there's enough blame to go around.
Oh, boy.
On both sides. You have some good women out there who would do the world for their men and the man mess up. And then you have some good men out there who would do the world for their women and the women mess up. Let me tell you a situation right now. You know, you have some faithful men out there, men who don't run around. But you also have some wives out there who believe, or some girlfriends out there who believe that their men are running around with no evidence or no proof. They just believe just because there's certain foolishness you won't put up with that you're not going to tolerate anymore. It equates to, oh, you got somebody else out there. You know what's the biggest problem in a lot of these relationships? Like the lady said previously, is respect, because that's the number one desire for men. And secondly, communication. The finances always seem to be the deal breaker in a lot of these relationships. If a man has been ambitious when you first met him and always had money and always had things, and you were always able to partake and benefit from it, when things get a little tough and that man is unable to provide to that level anymore, the woman changes. And I've seen it time and time again. They change because they figure either you got somebody else out there that you're providing for, or you're a bum. You just can't provide for them no more. And it's so unfortunate. The worst thing in a lot of these relationships, too, is these women and their children. Whenever you find a woman can put their children before their husband, after that is going on in this country. The man is supposed to be the head of his home, supposed to be, you say he's the provider, he's the protector, and he's this and he's that. But when the woman falls short and the man is still there standing by her side, why would she then, when the script is flipped, why is it that she wants to dip out? Do you know how many women out there are actually cheating on their husbands out there?
Plenty.
Plenty of them. But society has it so warped that it's always the man either out there dip first and then she dip. That's a bunch of foolishness. There are more women on this planet than there are men. And you can tell me that every opportunity in a marriage or a relationship, when it goes south or goes sour, is always the man's blame. It's a bunch of nonsense. And that nonsense must stop. And this is coming from a real raw-born man, alpha male. The nonsense has to stop, Kenny.
Absolutely.
Okay? There are a lot of hurting men out there who have poured their heart into their relationships. And what they're getting back today is nothing but a watered-down version of what they're supposed to get. That's why we have a lot of problems in this town today. You wonder why men are out here doing a lot of things that they're doing? Because you have a lot of ungrateful women who cannot appreciate their man, even the little bit that he brings in, they can't appreciate it because they want more.
Do you think, don't hang up yet, do you think that that is because relationship norms have not taught us how to love properly? Do you think that abandonment issues have a factor, maybe our childhood trauma, so we are not looking love? Maybe it's a situation of what your want and your desire is not being met because you don't even know yourself.
Well, I can say this, Kenny. Whenever you can equate the viability of a relationship based upon things, you're already in trouble. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because when a person gets into a relationship, obviously they want to get into a relationship for respect and love. Don't let nobody fool you with that. They want to be respected, they want to be wanted, and they want to be loved. All of these other things are just added to the relationship to bring some type of excitement to another level for the relationship. But you find that you have a lot of loveless relationships because, first and foremost, like I told a friend no longer than 2 weeks ago, first and foremost, you got to learn how to love yourself.
Mm.
And if you can't love yourself, how you expect to love the other person?
Absolutely. Caller, have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too, man.
Thank you so much. Arlington, do we have another caller? Caller? Nope, we lost that one. All right. Okay, so let me get to some of my texting audience because you've been very gracious and I have a text. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. If money is the root of all evil, can I come by and have all that you have since you're saying that you don't need it? Arlington, we have a caller on the line. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, madam.
A pleasant good afternoon to you as well, Zbaki.
You know, I keep hearing people talk, but there, you know, there's certain time in our conversations we always go quote Bible.
Mm.
We always go talk Christian.
Mm.
We always go talk religion. And we always go talk this and that and that according to what King James Version say.
Right.
But there are also other organizations and other civilizations that believes in more than one wife. And in many cases, if you'll check back the history of it, the reason why that happened was because the women were outnumbering the men. In those days, back then, the men were the ones that went out to farm and work and to war. The women stayed at home and mind the younger children and the home. So when you had, if you have 10 women to one man, think about it now. You got 10 women in a community to one man, which means that you have 9 women out there without a man. But every one of those women want the same thing that you want. You're the woman that has the one man. You got the love, you got the sex, you got the affection, you got this man waking and fighting and everything for you. The other women want a man too. They want a little girl to put a little pink barrette on, pink dress on, and stuff like just like you. But you got the man, so what they do? They share the man. The man is allowed to go back home. But then what happened also? The community builds. Because now, some boys are going to be born. Some girls as well. You understand where I'm coming from?
I understand, Sparky, but I want you to understand this question, Sparky, and do not take this conversation off course, Sparky. I want you to answer this question. You are a seasoned man, a man of a certain age. What are your desires and your wants as a man, Sparky? I want you to answer that one question for me.
Me as a man, I want a partner. Somebody I can trust. Somebody, at a place like me, I like to cook. Somebody I could go on the beach with, go fishing with, go on drives with, communicate with, watch TV with, go to the movies with, then go to the dances with. Somebody to be my partner. The person on my left-hand side. The person I can surprise in the morning and say, turn over, your breakfast is on the side of you on the night table. Don't worry, darling, you're hurting. I'll wash the clothes. I can wash dishes. I can sweep. I can mop. I'll fix the car, and I'm going to clean the yard. I want to be the man of my own. That's what I do now. And I'm a single person. I live by myself. And you could ask anybody that knows me. You come in my yard, you could eat just about every fruit. My yard is clean. I got 4 dogs. I got pigeons. I take care of them. I live off my national insurance. And any friend of mine that comes to visit my house, whether it's the guys who bring some beers to sit down and talk underneath the juju tree, they can tell you every time they leave Sparky House, whatever is in season, they got to buy. Whatever I cook, sauce, pig feet, Kong salad, whatever, they can get a little takeout cup. If they ain't going to eat it, take it home to my sister Sarah. Many of my friends can tell you when they leave here, they leave with a bowl of sauce or something to take home to their wives. Their wives call me back and say, "Boy, Sparky, you can cook now." What I like to do. I'll ask the people that know Sparky. I do it every day.
All
right, a friend of mine coming around this evening and say, "Hey, we can. A passerby bring a cup of Guinness." I said, "Well, I got some stew fish." He's over that good. His wife doesn't know what's coming home this evening. Stew fish.
But Sparky, I have a question. Because you have all of
you
Bruce
have
Geller's,
another question.
Yeah, yes, yes. Just
oh,
answer.
You'll ask me questions all day. See, y'all don't like me to talk. Y'all like to question me.
But I wouldn't know what you're thinking, Sparky. You calling me? Which, well, why we can't?
I was telling you what I was thinking, but you tell me I was taking you offline.
Yeah, but you were, Sparky.
I was telling you why, man, out there, sweetheart. You know how much men I know growing up. We got this thing with traffic at 5 o'clock, right? Pop, long traffic line. You know how much fellas I know who married? I'm divorced. And I know they married to this day. You know how much fellas stop off and say, I stop it off with the boys till the traffic died out? You think they really stop it off to the boys till the traffic died out?
That ain't what they doing, Sparky.
You know what they doing. They stop at somebody else till the traffic died out. Then they go home.
Sparky, I have another caller, Sparky. I can hear from you next week, Friday or not.
But all of us are friends, man. Sparky? My friend, I can't call no names.
Don't call them out, Sparky, because their wives...
I call them out. I can call some of their wife out, too.
Jesus, Sparky.
Some of their wife will stop off at the boys after work, too.
Jesus, Sparky. Leave the people alone, Sparky. We can see you next... I can hear from you next week, Friday. Sparky gone? Okay. Lord of mercy. Sparky said he calling the wives out, too. All right. Let me get through some of these texts. Hi, beautiful Kenny. Boy, Kenny, you just killed me. Great show. Lots of laughter. I can see you get your own show. Love you, Kenny. Lively show. I appreciate that. Good afternoon. If everyone is saying that money is the root of all evil or the love of money is the root of all evil, I love money. Bring the problems this way. Loving this show. Good morning. This is a much needed conversation. You ladies are needing it all the way from Aragon. Okay. Keep the conversation going. Casey well said, I love the conversation just now with the lady. She had me hollering in the office. I just love it. Liked how she raises. Casey, to the lady that you just gave that information to about the wine and the Chinese, she's going to bring that baby straight to you in the next 9 months. We have another caller. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the line.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good well. Day. How are you?
Yeah, this is one of the first calls or shows I've ever listened to that I've actually lost the words. But if I could kind of stick to my chain of thought.
You lost for words. That's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing. I mean, that's a very good thing. That's impressive because most of the callers said everything I wanted to say.
Okay.
And for one, I have to jump around because this phone is going to cut out in a second or two.
Okay.
But the one, communication is the key to success. I think that's what's the problem in our society. Like for one, right, Mr. Sparky just now, I want to give him a little word of advice. Everything he says that he does sounded so good, right, until at the end, as a lady, when you asked him if you could ask him the next question, it was just like he got you and then he lost you right a moment later. And I think that's the reason why plenty men are single today, because yes, they can do all these things, but a woman also needs a man can listen to them. You understand? And for one. Secondly, the lady who was on with you, your guest, I appreciate you guys inspiring a woman to stay home, right? And then there was a gentleman that called that was saying that there are men out there that are loyal, but women always accused of cheating, maybe because they are kind of relaxed to the confusion in the house or always being what's the word? Accused of cheating.
Yes.
I think that's how I lost a lot of relationships. Because truth is, when you're a guy used to women, at a certain time you notice that two and three women are just two or three times more responsibility. And so personally, me at my age, I only like one woman at a time, because then it's less complicated. I don't have to go home and cut off my phone. I don't have to erase messages. But I think, and it's for a reason, I can't blame Bohemian woman especially for being kind of insecure or the fact that maybe a man is cheating. But at the same time, you have to win over a man's heart. You understand what I'm saying? You have to let him go, let him run wrong. And if you sure you're doing what you're doing at home, he's always going to come home. And a man is always territorial. So he always wants a home. He always wants a cave he can return to. And he always wants to have that protected and secured, be it whatever is in that, his woman, his children, whatever. And I just want women to, Bohemian women to know that Bohemian men love them. But I don't know, I guess we need to learn how to, the language of love, because I think it's just a miscommunication.
I think that you're right, caller, because there are so many different love languages. Like, maybe my love language is a mango, and your love language is popcorn and cheese. But if you know, if I know what your love language is, I know what to do for you. If I know you like back rubs, or if she knows that you want communication, and like you said, a man wants to know that he's respected, and he wants to guard his home and make sure that his children are safe. If we knew these things inherently, then maybe things would be a little bit different, because communication is very important.
I agree. And it has something to do with, like, evolution. Like the gentleman was saying, with the spirit of Jezebel around and taking over. Because back in the day, like Sparky kind of referenced to, man, there was a whole heap of women, and it was visible that it was less men, right? And men, I think, took advantage of that situation, when as our mothers and our grandmothers brought up their daughters and my sisters a little more stronger, man, as you know what I'm saying, not to take this or not to take that from a woman. But I think it all kind of backfired in a negative way. Man, as I'm not telling a woman to accept being number one, meaning that there's a number two or three, right? But then, like, I don't know why. Like I say, I kind of, anyway, I enjoy the show.
I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you. Please try to listen to me if I'm on next week, Friday. Listen to me. I like the fact that you called in, caller. I appreciate your commentary. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your show, and I enjoy you. You enjoy the day and have a blessed weekend.
You too. You as well. You as well. Arlington, do we have another caller on the line? All right, let me try to get through some of my texts. The telephone voice you bring to the break, but just wanted to know, they need women's voices like this. Y'all on the early radio show, this is awesome. Topics like this is great, great commentary. Jesus was a man, and he ain't had no sex. These men just brainwash women to do what they want. Nobody died from not having sex before there was a want. What a woman don't know could give her AIDS, monkeypox, or gonorrhea. None of them worth groceries and rent. Good afternoon, Kenny. Response to your recent caller. It is unfair that innocent should suffer for the guilty. Date away from the bed long enough to get to know what's in their head. Not bad before you put everything on the line and get your heart broken. This is why everyone thinks men cheat more than women. Just because sex is a need for men, here is a scientific research that shows that this is actually women who cheat more. Okay, women probably do cheat more. I mean, that is probably a thing. I will not discredit that. We'll take a look at that maybe next week when we bounce back. Good afternoon. The lack of money is the root of all. You will do almost anything. Okay. Sparky, I want a man like you minus the excessive drinking. All right. Here's another text. The issue here is both sexes have lost respect for themselves, and when it happens, people simply cannot respect relationships. Just look at social media, and it would be evident how far we have fallen as a people. A bunch of hurt people calling the show are trying to give solutions when they've not benefited from. Well, in order for us to heal, you have to have a conversation. And a lot of healing comes through conversation. Maybe some of us are not healed because we're not helped. And we're not helped, and when I say helped, not H-E-L-T-H, held, like H-E-L-D. If you held someone, if you gave someone a nice smile or a soft word, maybe those types of things can change a person's outlook or atmosphere. All right, this is another text. Hi, Kenny, great show. I love Barbara and her standards for life. I am an educated master's degree, strong, black, Jesus-loving, biblical, Bahamian female. My advice to all who plan to get married first is if you're not Holy Spirit-filled, believer in Jesus Christ, please stay away from God's ordained institutional called marriage. Okay, Kermit, we have a call on the line. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line.
I'm Austin.
Hi.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Hi.
It was a great show. I had a good laugh in the first hour, right? Yeah, so the thing is, two things I wanted to clear up that I thought is really aphoristically incorrect.
How are they aphoristically incorrect?
Money answers all things, and Jesus didn't have sex. I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, if Jesus disappeared from telling what he's 11 until he's 33, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you then come on the radio and say something that you think is factual? I mean, let's just forget about that. But that's just saying, you know, we haven't dwelled into these stories that are being fed, right?
But who said that?
You, right?
But who said that?
No, that's what the text said.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have sex in men. Like, I mean, of course, sex is natural. But, I mean, the thing is, I look around. Mosquitoes, flies, all of these things have sex, right? So sex is something very, I guess, humans would like to think is different amongst them. But it's really a physical, natural desire. So I like the lady Barbara because what she was saying is true. If a woman is going to get married and you go to these marital vows, which is supposed to be sacred, right? Sacred. So you turn around and then if someone has sex once with somebody they don't even know around and destroy your marriage just for that. But then it's how long you can do it. But in the marriage, you have to be importunate or you have to try and be relentless and call and say communication. Of course, communication is the key. You don't have to be married to give good advice. You can just go from what you observe. And so you can see, like I talk about the devil. The devil and the way the world is the way it is because we are being deceived. We have to realize that we have to free our minds. Most of us right now believe that car, house, and money makes us free. Or like this is what life is. All of us based our life on that. And so we have learned from Master how to be snobbish against one another. And so we bring these things into the marriage. Like you said, we don't know these people, you know. And so most people put on a face when you first meet them. All right? So we have scheming on both sides. I've had married women. I never bothered a married woman, but I've had them comment on my body when they see me bareback and all the different things. So I know everything is physical attraction. But having a sexual encounter with a woman doesn't mean you love them. So why destroy your marriage for one incident? If it's happening over and over, then a woman could give a reason for that. And like the Prime Minister said, marital rape is a form of physical abuse. So I don't know. I didn't even hear the whole statement, the whole conversation. I mean, it's a monologue or whatever, but I agree with what he said as far as that was concerned. All right, so we are being selfish, and the devil is getting stronger because through deception, we are being deceived about what. All right, they take these vows, Ms. Moss, and they don't take it seriously. All right, that's the whole basis of the story right there. And we see the social fallout. So they use money. The lady just said her husbands do everything, right? Leave him because what he isn't doing it, et cetera, et cetera. You cannot blame him for that. That's all right. But
right. You,
as a Catholic, maybe you guys should try to convince the priest them to get married. And I got a joke for you.
Tell me.
What's a wonderful lady like you and the next lady to be doing in the Roman Catholic Church, man? When you, it's the same thing that you know the atrocities of these people. You in it because it's just a tradition we follow. We come on the radio, we repeat these narratives about Jesus because we have been taught these narratives, but we have never really looked into our own religion. We all being duped. You know, like 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, what was it all about? You have a man and a woman, and they bring forth a child. and they still know God. I don't believe that any religion owns the Almighty God. That's just the way I see it. Bless it.
Blessings. I appreciate you, caller. Thank you so much. We have a myriad of texts that are coming through. Let me try to get to at least four or five of them before we have to close, because we do have some commercial breaks that we need to get to, and we're almost out of time. Kenny, good afternoon. It is so wonderful to hear your voice on a Friday afternoon. Bim, another Friday evening. Kenny, thank you so much for this conversation. We shall have conversations because many of us live a blind charm. You know, I see people in my church every Sunday with the big hats on. They know that the husband is a double dipper, but they're staying with him because of finances. I also see couples at my church knowing full well that I've seen their wives in places that they should not be, in situations with people that they should not be in. And I don't want you to think for a single second that people are only sleeping with the same sex. Okay, all right. This is another text. No two men are the same. So what is important to a man differs by man. Now, there are some absolutes that men require. Men require respect. Love is not as important to a man as respect. Loyalty is also very important for a man. The problem with women now, that they all want a high-value man, which is about 20% of the population. Those type of men have options, and they don't care about your degree or your finances. Your attitude is more valuable to him than your degree or your money. Women think that once they're successful, that makes them more attractive to men, when actually, that is not the case. Men do love successful women. However, if you don't possess other qualities that men need, your success doesn't matter. That is very profound. This is another texter. Kenny, you seem to be a very powerful woman. We see you on Junkanoo. We hear your voice in certain areas. How do you deal with the fact that after you would have come off from work, that you still have female duties to perform? I feel like any other woman. Sometimes I'm emotionally drained. Sometimes I'm mentally drained. Sometimes I'm just drained. Not because a woman has varying degrees of success means that she is any less susceptible to things that happen on a regular basis. Unless a woman has means for someone to help her child with homework, to do this, to do that, or to the next thing, then maybe her ideologies are different. But I do homework with my child. I do everything with my child. And in some instances, I do too much for my child. But that's what's important to me, because at the end of the day, I want her to realize that my mother was there for me no matter what. There may be a day when I am dead and gone, and my child will have memories of mommy shouting and screaming for me at swimming, or mommy taking me all over the world, because Miami is not the world, okay? I want my child to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, she has a support system. I want my relationship to be where she can come and tell me anything, and I can tell her anything, and we can share, because communication is very important. So every woman is different. You may have a master's degree and you may have all of these other accolades of life or in life. But like the caller just said, we think that house, car, and land make us successful. But what about chips? What about your ideology on life? Does that not make you a successful person? Think about that. This is my last text, and then we're going to go to break. Arlington is signaling to me. Queen Kendra and Queen Barbara, we need to hear the two of you queens at the same time. Queen Kendra, you work to bring balance and fairness to the picture, while Queen Barbara understands men and seeks to translate the perspective of men to other women. Dwight need to give you and Barbara a relationship guide show. Queen Kendra, anytime you on, you talking about men and men and women relationships, keep bringing it. Bring Barbara on with you whenever you can. Okay, I'll bring Barbara on with me whenever you can. Lady Moss, this is a great show. Love when you are on, because Fridays are very spicy. I noticed that you only gave that woman informational to get her Chinese and her drink. What do I need to do as a man to make sure that my woman is comfortable to do the things that I need? I think you should have the conversation with your woman. Have the conversation with your woman and ask her in a direct way, or put it in a text, or send a screen board and ask her, how can I make you happy so that you can make me happy? Relationships are reciprocal. Whatever your desires are, put them in black and white. If you know that you like certain things, Arlington is signaling to me. That means I have to go to commercial break. But this is Kendini Campbell Moss, and we're on 36.9. Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
What would I do without your drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magic ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know.
You do coffee your way.
Cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, business, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Mosquitoes becoming an issue? Struckum Commercial Pest Services is the number one service provider for vanquishing those annoying bugs. Mosquitoes are more than a nuisance. They're also a health risk, transmitting diseases including malaria, dengue fever, and even the West Nile virus. With accredited verified training and technology, Struckum will deal with the conditions that invite mosquitoes, tackle current infestations, and stop their life cycle, therefore reducing the number of mosquitoes on your corporate property. Struckum. Number one in pest control services.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When a man
Arlington, when we go, when it's time for me to leave, I want you to give my listening audience some good music. I gave you a whole playlist. Make sure we jam in. I know we back. We ready. We ready to be rocking and rolling. Because when a man loves a woman, he will do anything. He will give her everything that he's got. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kendini Campbell-Moss. I'm with you on Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. On 96, the Queen was also 96. Boy, these 96s, I wonder if these anything fall yet, Arlington? Gotta box it. You gotta box it. So these are my last two texts. I cannot get through all of the texts, and I cannot take any more calls because we are 2 minutes out. Good day, great show. My husband is a catfish. He is handsome and can fool any woman into sleeping with him and taking care of him. He's like a stray dog, and women keep picking him up. He has tell women that I beat him and cheat on him, even though he's the one that left me alone 14 years ago. He laughs about it all the time. I've had so many people turn on me because they believe that because of how he looks and how I look, that I'm the problem. Believe it or not, color and race takes a very big toll on a marriage. And by the way, I was the breadwinner. I cooked, I cleaned, I did everything in bed, but he just wanted to be with other women. I couldn't tie him up in the basement. So divorce is imminent. All right, let me see if I can get through two more texts. All right, Kendinique, this is an addiction. It comes from all forms, smoking, drinking, food, sex, church addiction. Just look at Eric Benet. It didn't matter that he was married to Halle Berry. He just wanted sex. Whatever he wanted, he didn't think of the consequences. He doesn't want orgasms all day. I think Bahamian men have a sex addiction. Casey, you ask what it is that men want. If you ask them, they don't know themselves. They talk about respect, but do they respect themselves? If they did, they wouldn't have 3 and 4 sweethearts and 4 and 5 children. Okay, good afternoon. I'm dating a 3 married. I don't understand this text. Good afternoon. I am dating a 3 married women. I'm dating 3 married women. They all know about each other and tolerate it. They all talk about being cheated on before, but it also comes down to having a listening ear, giving each one time and, of course, some money. I agree a lot of things men calling demanding. The most important seems to be sex and giving advice to their own hurt. No whole man expects a woman to give him sex whenever he wants it. This is another text that comes in. These men don't know what they want. They've been raised by single women because their mothers had no morals. And so at the end of the day, they live a life of seclusion. And they have no clue as to what a man wants. They know what their mothers tell them that they wanted because they're mama's boys. And because of the way that their mothers have raised them, they come out into society and wreak absolute havoc. Before you take your clothes off, get to know someone. Then we can talk about what your desires are. This is my last text. Kenny, please be aware and be advised that the Valley boys come in. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. Good show today. We have one more. We have one more call. We have time for a caller. Caller, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Listen, question. There are a lot of talks about men that can have more than one wife. In history.
Yeah.
Is there any that says a woman can have more than one man? One husband.
I'm going to look that up for next show. I'm going to find out if we can have more.
Yeah, because, I mean, it would just be fair because men like to give, but they don't like to receive. You know, a man wants respect and all these things, but then when he goes there and cheat on his wife or his girlfriend, that to me, that's a disrespect. You understand?
Absolutely.
So if a woman in turn do the same thing to a man, well, hello, brother, she wrote.
I say man down.
Exactly. So they don't like you to do it to them. So my thing is, if a man is out there cheating on you, to me, I don't care what he is doing. Guess what he's doing for me? By God, I will do it for myself. I'd rather be alone than to be with somebody that's doing that to me. I'm so sorry.
caller. I appreciate you, but I am going to find out for next time if I'm back again. I'm going to do some research tonight, and I'm gonna look and see if we are able to have more than one man, because it seems as if though we need just as a car has a spare. Yeah. I think we need to figure out what we're doing on our end.
The Bohemian song say backup generator.
While you are looking for sugar.
Somebody tasted your honey.
Ah, boy. Arlington, while you are looking for sugar, someone got to taste your honey.
So hey. What we need to do, too, is in this conversation, I'd like to hear some men's point of view that you would get, like some men who's probably, I don't know, psychologist or whatever, to sit with you so we can also listen to their point of view. Because we may have our views, theirs may be different. I would really like to hear from some men on this.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to do that. Caller, I appreciate you. I've had women callers today. This is great. I totally appreciate the love felt here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know, one caller said to me, I'm a boatman, a seaman. My boat is underwater. Have a wonderful evening. Have a glorious weekend. This has been Kendini Campbell Moss, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Yeah, I don't usually do this, but
Killer, oh my god,
can I sing to you? Yeah.
Yours, mine, ours. I could do this for hours, sit and talk to you for hours. I wanna give you your flowers and some champagne showers, all the shrimp and lobster towers. But it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You sit me up on the counter, instantly it's thunder showers, storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Usually, don't like nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody. All these bullets, you're just a homie once they hit. Look like giving up on love, almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew.
Your Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronze Electric Motors, and Struckon Pest Control.